So welcome back, everyone, to another audio that's more or less a commentary. And the article, or in this case, actually the audio, the podcast I'll be commenting on is the one with Rory from the Love Chat. A lot of you loved it. In fact, I think it's still by far one of my most commented on and watched videos. A lot of people emailed me about that interview, said that it was a really nice collaboration and all that good stuff. So thanks for that, by the way. Really thanks for that. Now, a lot of people have also been asking me questions like, why did I interview Rory? Will I be interviewing other ex-back experts, coaches, gurus, whatever you want to call them? What did I feel about the interview? Stuff like that. Now, let me just tackle these questions one by one. So, like, why did I interview Rory? Mainly because I really, really like what he preaches. I find him a very honorable, honest human, first of all. And I just think that what he teaches in the realm of breakup or ex-back advice is indispensable. There's not a lot of people in this industry that teach the kinds of healthy stuff that he teaches, or at least present it through this lens of just being a healthy, self-respecting, non-needy, non-manipulative human, right? I really admire that about a guy. I really admire that he actually has principles that keep him on the right track in terms of giving out actually honest, healthy advice that you should follow, that's like in your best benefit. Right? As opposed to someone like, for example, Chris Sider or Brad Browning, who just spout any sort of advice that is in their benefit. So they usually give advice that, sure, it sounds good, you want to hear it. They also give a lot of false hope in between or simultaneously as well, mainly because they just like the cash that they get from this whole profession. And, well, giving you these BS truths, right? These, false truths, these lies about how easy it is to get your eggs back, for example, or how you should wait 30 days without reaching out to your ex and then reach out with some pre-prepared message, or how simple reattraction is, or perhaps they tell you stuff like how it's virtually guaranteed that you will get your ex if you just buy their program or coaching call or whatever. Like, these are the most people in our industry are like that. And it's just so refreshing to then have someone like Rory from the Love Chat come in and actually talk to people honestly about all of these issues. And I'm not saying that he's like the only one. There's also that guy from the Love Fix. There was the dating guy before he retired from YouTube, or at least from ex-back and breakup advice in general. But that pretty much sums it up why I interviewed Rory. I really respect the guy, and I think that what he teaches is immensely valuable, and I want to spread the message. Now, will I be interviewing more experts in the future? Probably not. I just found out over time, as I was doing this, as I was having conversations with other experts in various domains of breakup recovery and ex-back advice, I just don't like really doing it. First of all, there's just this selfish reason that a lot of the conversations that I had with various experts, and obviously there are exceptions, but a lot of them that I had, and by the way, that I did not post on any of my channels, I found them really boring. And what really pissed me off is that most people that I got on my podcast initially, again, these are unreleased episodes, they were unreleased for a reason, which is, as I was saying, most people that I got onto the show were just fake gurus, man. They had no fucking idea what they were talking about. Like, I've been researching psychology, philosophy, self-improvement related to breakup advice, or actually have been connecting and tying it in with breakup advice myself for like 5 years now. I am very good at this stuff. I know what I'm talking about, and I can quickly see when the person next to me or across from me has no fucking idea about this stuff, yet they brand themselves as this expert, guru, coach, whatever. So basically what happened is that I had a lot of unreleased interviews with people who they had their classic regular talking points that they were really good at, but as soon as I asked them some more nuanced question, they just didn't provide a good answer. They had no idea what they were talking about. They literally danced around the question, didn't provide a direct answer, or they just provided a really inadequate, generic answer that doesn't really help anyone, you know? And a lot of people, unfortunately, are like that in this industry. So that's also another reason why I'm not going to be doing more interviews with or more having more conversations with people, not on my YouTube channel, not on any other like podcast platforms, just in general. Now, a lot of people have also been asking me, like, where do I start with Rory from the Love Chat? Because he has way more videos than me published. He has like, I don't know, 400-500 videos, I think. I think I saw that like last year, that number, but I'm not sure anymore. And it's a lot of content. And what is Rory's weakness is that, at least it seems that way. So please, Rory, for listening to this, don't take any offense in what I'm about to say. But it seems that Rory is not that good of a business person. He's a really great coach. He's a really good content creator, not in terms of presentation, because, you know, kind of like me, he mostly puts out just static audio content. But in terms of content, the content itself, he's a master at that. So what I'm trying to say is that since he's not that good, at least it seems so, in business, he just doesn't, I think, structure his videos in a way that makes sense. Like, if a person would come on my blog, literally every article is, like, in a separate category. There are sub and subcategories to my articles. There's a search bar. You can also argue that on YouTube there's a search bar, but everything is categorized, right? You can easily find the types of content that you're looking for, whether you're trying to deal with loneliness, whether you're trying to just get an ex back, whether you're trying to learn attachment theory. Rory from the Love Chat doesn't do any sort of categorization on his channel, and so it's very confusing. For example, for me as a new viewer, let's say, even though I've been watching him for years now, to know where to start. Like, I don't know where to start with his content, right? Should I start with his last video? Should I start with just the videos that relate to my situation? And, you know, what do I do then when, like, 10 of his videos are basically titled in a very similar vein and talk about a similar subject, like, for example, signs your ex will come back, signs your ex still loves you, signs your ex is still attracted to you. When you have those three videos, let's say, which one do you watch first? So that's, I think, Rory's weakness when it comes to his business model, if I may call it that. Now, where should you start, in my opinion? I think this is how you should tackle the whole thing. First of all, you should definitely start with Rory's critique videos of the ex-back industry and gurus as a whole. So maybe you should watch the videos that he does on going over those scammy ex-back quizzes. Just like put in the keywords into Google or into YouTube and you'll find the videos I'm talking about, by the way. So that's something you should look into. You should definitely look into his videos on ex-back coaches or on breakup coaches and how he ranks and reviews them. And then you should probably start with his takes on no contact. Just type in Rory from the Love Chat, no contact rule or something like that into YouTube and start digesting those videos, because that's kind of his core idea. And I think the most healthy, like, and the most original piece of advice that he gives. And it's all about this indefinite no contact rule that I also preach. I also really stand by. The same goes for like experts like Coach Craig Kenneth and Corey Wayne. They also like this version or love and recommend this version of no contact. And it's basically indefinite no contact means that you don't just wait 30 or 60 days and then you reach out to your ex. You actually wait for them to reach out so they can basically be completely ready to take you back or to at least give you another shot in terms of just casual dating or even a casual conversation. That's the next step you want to do. You wanna go when it comes to Rory's YouTube channel. Now, after you've watched that, I think you should actually, well, this is going to be kind of selfish, but I think you should listen to Rory's interviews, not the ones that he does. I think there's only like one that he actually made with that girl that talks about attachment a lot. I totally forgot. I think it's like Self-Development School or something like that. Good channel, by the way. Highly recommend it. I just really forgot the name of this woman who runs it. But anyway, you after the no contact videos, you should probably check out interviews of Rory from the Love Chat. For example, obviously my interview, my conversation with him. And I think there's a few other ones as well. A few collaborations he has also done with the dating guy. I think that's going to be a good introduction to his ex-back philosophy in general and to his breakup philosophy in general, if you then continue with those videos. And then finally, you can just go all willy-nilly and you can start digesting videos of him that actually address your current problems, like your current situation. So if you have urges to reach out to your ex, maybe you watch a video on why it's not a good idea to reach out to your ex when you've been dumped from Rory. Or if you're dealing with loneliness or lack of purpose, go watch his videos on those subjects and so on. And I think that's going to be the best approach when it comes to Rory's YouTube channel and digesting his content. Now, that's pretty much it for this commentary. I hope you enjoyed it, by the way, and, well, take care.